Hey, how did you used to say you're going to do something? I mean, how did you promise? Did you stick a needle in your eye or didn't have to stick a needle in your eye? What were the oaths you took as a kid or even today? You're going to like this man talk, so join us next. All right, Craig. So when you were a kid and you needed to make sure that somebody was going to do something, or like you decided like we were going to make a promise, what was some of the stuff you used to do?
With my cousins, it was always cross your heart, hope to die, stick a needle in your eye.
Right.
And you had to cross your heart and hope to die. And then stick a needle in my eye, and we just would do that. But, you know, we never...
Right.
Even if we broke the promise, we never...
We'd be like, I ain't sticking a needle in my eye. Yeah. I'm not hoping to die either, so deal with it.
No, we didn't. And then there's the pinky promise, you know, you just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, I felt like that was a girl thing.
It is. It's a little bit feminine.
I'm not knocking people who did, but I mean, I never did that. But I knew a lot of girls that did the pinky. Yeah, they would go, pinky promise? I'm like, what is that?
I did. What about it, the unfortunately. Needle? Unfortunately. The needle would be better for, it's more of a guy thing really, but
what was it that would cause you to pull that out? Like, you know, it wasn't like, hey, come on over to my house tomorrow. You probably didn't say it then.
Right.
But was it pretty heavy stuff?
Well, like if you're telling a secret or something, you know, hey, promise not to say it.
The secret hideout.
Cross your heart.
Yeah. What's the
Then they have to say it. You don't tell them what to say.
Yeah.
You go, do you promise? And then they knew. Cross my heart, hope to die.
Right, that you would. Right.
I actually, we would never do that today, but blood brother.
Oh.
Are you a blood brother?
No, never did it. But I saw it. You like take a knife and just cut your hand.
Yeah, we didn't go palm of the hand. We went thumbs.
Thumbs.
Yeah.
And you would do that.
we poked a needle in there. Put a needle in our thumb, not in our eye. And then we just put our thumbs together.
Oh man.
And then we tied it with a string.
See, I don't know if it's like watching an old Western or whatever, but they would, you know, they would
then they'd shake.
They would and I always thought
Grizzly Adams, man.
Grizzly Adams, exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. And Jack. Good old Jack. You don't do that anymore?
I don't. Do you? Have you done any cross your heart?
Well, no. So here's where I think this comes into play. No, I don't. When you say something, you say you're going to do something, someone questions it.
Right.
They'll be like, you're not going to do that. And I go,
yeah. And then that's what would prompt you to say something. But do you say now as an adult?
I would say that in the past. Now I will say I promise or I try not to say promise, but sometimes I'll throw that out there because, you know, the biblical mandate of don't promise something you can't deliver.
Right. And that's your yes be a yes and your no.
And you can't act like you can deliver anything.
Right.
Because you don't know what, you know, you say next week I'll do it, I promise.
Yeah, right.
Well, how you know you're living next week?
You might be gone this afternoon. Yeah, right? Yeah. You know what you do to promise me on something?
What?
You just say it's done.
Oh, it's going to happen. Yeah, well, I do say that. I'll say in my mind, it's done.
It's done. Yeah, right. And so, to me, that's locked in that I don't have to worry that if you're going to do that, right? So.
Yeah, and then, you know, you got to have grace if it doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is our New Year's edition. This is going to come out just a couple of days before New Year's. A lot of people making resolutions, right?
Like, do you make any?
Yeah, so, okay, here's my problem, right? This is a very long story. I'm going to get micro short. I'm going on an anniversary vacation with my wife.
Nice.
It's going to evolve around not making, you know, the best of choices eating, I'm guessing.
Because it's like,
it's a holy
smorgasbord. Yeah, right? I gotcha. Right?
We're going to eat a lot, probably, I'm guessing. So when we get back, which will be, you know, mid-January, then my intent is to make really good choices.
Yeah, good.
From a health perspective.
So you're postponing.
January 1 is January 15 right. for me this year. Yeah,
I gotcha.
But yeah, that's probably the big one for me.
Yeah,
how about you?
I really don't at mm-hmm. January. I mean, you kind of think about it because mm-hmm. it's a new year and you kind of reflect back on what you did this last year, what you don't want to do.
Right.
I will make a commitment when the Holy Spirit convicts me of something, mm-hmm. and I'll say, oh, that's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. Or something will come up in a sermon or something, or you'll say something. I go, oh, you know what? I want to do that. And so I change at that time. So I don't necessarily have a new year plan, January 1 type mm-hmm. of thing in general.
Something I actually already started, and this is kind of go with the health piece, is exercising. Try to exercise every day for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I feel really good when I do it, and I feel it helps me make other better choices.
Yeah.
I've been doing pretty good.
It's good to make choices like that and lock them in, right?
Yeah, because it's not the food thing is, you know, with you have holidays and everything, but exercise, I mean, you can knock out 30 minutes.
10,000 steps is my goal.
Yeah.
And I can get into it. I'm kind of in a little lull right now, I need to get ramped back up.
There is something kind of interesting about, you know, the New Year's resolution, this desire to be better. Yeah. In certain areas of our life, like, hey, I'm going to seize the day to do that. Is really kind of intriguing to me. I think that in order to do that is, this is something I've been processing lately, and that is, regardless of what happened yesterday, I'm going to look to Christ. Mm-hmm. There's this passage in John chapter 3 where Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, and he's breaking down salvation to him. And he says something intriguing. He's like, I'm paraphrasing, but he's like, remember when they lifted that serpent up in the desert back in the days of mm-hmm. Moses? You know, that's what salvation is like.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicodemus is like, what are you talking about? And apparently what happened was a bunch of people got bit by these snakes. Mm-hmm. And so Moses put the snake up on the pole. Anybody who got bit by a snake, if they would just look at the snake, they would be made whole.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Jesus is saying, like, if I'm lifted up, so he's referring to the cross. He's like, if you just look to me, you'll be saved.
Yeah. And Nicodemus understood that.
Yeah. And what's intriguing to me is this, regardless of how yesterday went, or even how today went, I can look to the cross and believe and be saved. So tomorrow I might work out. Like this morning I had a really good workout and I felt pretty good about it. But tomorrow I have a blah workout, maybe.
Yeah.
Or 10 days. Or specifically with my devotional life, if I'll read something. Like I had my devotional time this morning and it was good. It wasn't, mm-hmm. but it wasn't like, man, stop the press. Right. I got to call 15 people. Yeah. Good. But if I just keep looking, my emotions, forget about emotions. If every day I keep looking, sooner or later, the things that don't need to be in my life will go away and Jesus, more of Jesus will come into my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so for the resolution piece, if you just keep looking at what you desire, you know, your relationship with Jesus, your health goals, your relationship goals, keep looking, forget about what happened yesterday and just attack it afresh every mm-hmm. morning.
Right. The devil comes in trying to get you off of that.
Right.
And so if we purpose in our hearts that we will...
Right. He's going to say, look, you had a hot fudge Sunday last night at 10 o'clock. Who are you trying to kid this morning? You might as well take the week off, right?
Yeah, right.
Start again next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can't do that. Today is, you know, this is
how you do it. Reminds me of a text that Joshua 24, I didn't bring my glasses, so let's see if I can read it here. Yeah, Joshua 24:15, he says, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, kind of going along with the not postponing it, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I love that. Choose this day who you will serve. Right.
And if you're watching this, it's not January. You know, if you're watching this in March or whatever, today can be the day. Like, look to Christ. And even more specifically, if you look to Christ, look at that goal that you're looking at and choose to hit it.
Right. It's a new day's resolution. Right.
Look at it and go, today I'm going to do it. Forget about yesterday, today. and pretty soon you get that, you get momentum. You
get the momentum.
And you're gonna right. get victory.
And then if you have a tendency to not keep your promises, the great promise keeper Jesus
Amen.
Is always
Amen.
Keeps his promises, and he allows us, because we spend time with him, we turn into him, and we'll be able to keep our promises.
Right, and that's why I keep saying look to Christ, because he is what's going to make, he's going to make me, help me get the health. He's going to help me the financially, with my relationship with my wife and kids, mm-hmm. my kid, or you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is you're inserting, Jesus is going to power you
yeah.
through.
Yeah.
But just keep looking at him. Forget about feelings, but just keep looking at him,
right.
and that relationship.
The world keeps saying,
closer.
Hey, look at me, look at
right.
me.
Right.
Hey,
no, yeah,
over
don't.
Here, look
yeah.
at me.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
And
so
it's
that's
very,
your challenge.
It's very effective.
Yeah.
And it's, but Jesus is more powerful than the world.
Amen.
So, right?
So your challenge looks at Christ today, and just be intentional towards that goal that you might have.
Amen.
And watch him see you through.
Yeah.
So that's Plant Talk.
Yeah. First one of this year.
Right,
and,
2024.
Yeah, and we believe three things. Number one is we love God.
Amen. Look to God.
We look to God.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And then love everyone.
Yeah, and duct tape.
Fixes everything,
including these sound tiles in the studio that are falling apart.
Yeah, they
little duct tape.
Fixed
no problem.
Yep.
So thanks for watching.
See ya.